B-Pod Studios.
Good morning and welcome in, everybody, on a fine Tuesday morning. Mark Farzetta, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson, along with you. And the you know, it's always interesting when you start out a show with a very hot, not take, but subject. Very hot subject. So this story comes out from Jeff McClain yesterday of Inquirer.com regarding Alshon Jeffrey and the Eagles' desire to move on from him. And, Bob, we got so much to get to today, but oh, my God, is this a spicy meatball.
Yeah, it is.
Jeff McClain cites a source that says Howie Roseman guaranteed the 2020 season of Alshon Jeffrey's contract, and then a month later tried to trade him. Put him on the trade block to say, hey, anybody want this guy that I just guaranteed the final years? Nobody want? Really? I have $26 million in dead cap and nobody wants this guy? Really? Come on. Say, no? No? All right, I guess I'll just move on. That is abysmal. We've talked about how great he's been at managing the cap, and he's a wizard in that regard. And you look at the guys that he just brought in for the price tag he just brought him in their first year here in Philadelphia, and it is just, it's nothing short of just amazing is what it is. But then you think about how he handled this deal with Alshon Jeffrey, and it is one of the worst moves I have ever seen, considering you're guaranteeing a man's final year in his contract in the year 2020. There's $26 million of dead cap money attached to that number. Now, granted, remember, this is before the new CBA was set, and this is before last year. So they guarantee him that year, and then they decide they want to trade him 30 days later, can't pull it off. And the reason they actually guaranteed the money was so that they could free up more money in cap space going into last season. Funny thing, though, they never needed that cap space. So no matter which way you look at this, it's an egregious, egregious move by Howie Roseman. It's just, like, you talk about a guy that you could have confidence in to do anything with numbers, do anything with the money. And this is just an awful judgment of really character and locker room presence, because shortly thereafter, the Eagles start to become, as Jeff McClain reports in the story, and we have known for quite some time, shortly thereafter, the Eagles go, wait a minute, there's already a story about this guy kind of having dissension in the ranks, as they say, being a poison in the locker room. And you're not exactly feeling great about his injury status over the last couple of years as well. So there's a bunch of things that you look at with Alshon Jeffrey that would give you pause going into this. However, Howie, going into last year, he's fine. We'll ink him to this contract and make sure that it's guaranteed for him. And then it only took 30 days to think, this is probably a bad idea. Not exactly. Look, right now is a time where you're supposed to have a lot of confidence in your general manager. That's what Howie is again. When you're going into the draft, and as different as this draft is going to be, you're supposed to have this confidence. And right now, I don't have a lot of confidence. I'll tell you one thing that does make me feel better. One thing, small, very small. It's that the Eagles, just last week, Howie Roseman said he was looking at Alshon Jeffrey, and he's a guy that has to get healthy, and he's the elephant in the room. And yeah, a lot of people, about 90%, I would say, of media took that as, oh, well, Alshon's back. Yeah, Alshon, he might not have played his last game as an Eagle, but the second they got an opportunity to trade him, they're going to trade him. It's not a matter of, oh, definitely, you know, Alshon's going to be here through next year. So if there's any glimmer of hope, it's that I still believe his days on the Eagles are very much numbered. And I'm not even talking about the year 2020 being guaranteed on his deal. I'm talking about if he comes back in September, if he comes back in October, the second he shows that he's healthy, because that's what Howie Roseman said. He didn't say Alshon Jeffrey's coming back. Howie Roseman said Alshon needs to get healthy. And that serves two purposes. One, it helps you alleviate yourself of the burden of Alshon Jeffrey in that locker room. And the other, it makes another team look at him and go, yeah, I might want that guy now that he's healthy. So it helps you if he stays here and you can play with him and he wins, he helps you win. And it also helps you in order to trade him. When I saw this story yesterday, Bob, I couldn't believe, I read it twice. Like, yeah. I was like, I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything here. 30 days later, after guaranteeing him his following year on the deal, 2020, which created, by the way, $26 million dead cap money, which makes it, no matter what, injury, no injury, almost impossible to trade. And then 30 days later, you said, yeah, I think I want to trade this guy. What the hell was he thinking?
Jamie's voice was ringing in my ear yesterday when I read this, and it was him saying, Howie, one of those, what did you do? Yeah, he made a mistake. He tried to rectify it soon thereafter. Other teams aren't idiots. They know what's what. That's why trading him is going to be so hard. Even when he gets healthy, Mark, I really do think it's going to be a difficult task. 30 years old, a recent injury history, bad contract. I mean, light at the end of the tunnel or perfect scenario. Yeah, he gets healthy and he has maybe a couple of good games and somebody bites. I don't see it happening. I really don't. It's a bad contract. It's an aged wide receiver think about what kind of receiver he is, Mark, as you pointed out many times. He's that go-up-and-get-the-ball type of receiver. Okay, he had shoulder injuries 2 years ago, and now a foot injury this year on a 30-year-old. So this, I don't know. This is, we're mired in mud, it looks like, when it comes to Philadelphia and Alshon Jeffrey.
You're one of those teams that you know what you are? You're like the Jaguars now, essentially, with Yannick Ngakoue. Everyone knows that you got to trade him.
Yeah.
Like, so what are you really going to get top dollar? Are you really
No, you got to settle now, yeah.
Yeah. So everyone knows, if you're the Eagles, that you want to move on from Alshon Jeffrey. So if I'm any other of the NFL teams, I'm going to look at you and go, all right, well, you're not getting a third rounder. You're not getting a fourth rounder. You look at Alshon Jeffrey, that guy is probably going to start the season here. He shows he's healthy. The Eagles will move on from him. You look at the Colts. They still have the cap space if you wanted to have the reunion with Frank Reich, but I doubt they'll pay the money. You look at the Jets as another team that would maybe take Alshon Jeffrey. Maybe they'll pay the money. I doubt it. But you look across the board, and this seems next to impossible. When you hear, like, injury, dissension, money never really equals fair trade. And that's what Howie Roseman has created right now with Alshon Jeffrey. And the thing that hurts the most here is the fact that he created the cap space and never used it. So all this was for naught. It was a waste. This is what, I can't get over this. For a guy that has been so good with handling every financial aspect of this team, botched this, overplayed his hand. It's one of the worst. I mean, you go back to 2011 with Dream Team and all that, and overplaying a lot of those, overplaying your hand with a lot of those players. You look at the Eagles right now with this deal with Alshon Jeffrey, and this is a lot like that 2011 season. I mean, it's one move. But it's overplaying your hand with one player that you already knew did not exactly have the best reputation in his own locker room. And to think of it, just a month after guaranteeing him the deal, you tried to move him. This is awful. And does not make you feel warm and fuzzy going into the draft.
No, and think of it this way. I mean, we had people come out earlier this week or last week saying, the Eagles, oh my God, they should be the number one seed in the East, right? Talking about how good they are and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're an opponent in the NFC, what do you want to do? You want to try to bring down that team as best you can, whether it's improving your team or making their team worse. Alshon Jeffrey doesn't make this team better. It is not a good situation. An NFC team looking to trade for Alshon Jeffrey, I think it's totally out of the question. Nobody wants to do that because it would make the Eagles a better team if they could get rid of Alshon Jeffrey inside and out. So, no, I don't think any NFC team is going to look to trade him. Maybe there's an AFC team that'll say once he's healthy, okay, he could help us a little bit more. But I think it's addition by subtraction. I really do. I think if I'm an opponent, I look at it and I say, oh, no, Alshon, yeah, you stay there, problem. That's okay. We'll let you stay there because they're a pretty good team in the NFC.
That's just it. You already know what he has. Look, on the football field, I still feel like he could be a serviceable wide receiver. I think that they just totally mishandled this entire thing. And I guess a lot of people, and myself included, you are feeling good about the draft. You feel like, all right, now nothing's idiot-proof, but this is as close to idiot-proof as it could be when it comes to getting a wide receiver in this draft. And for all intents and purposes, Eagles are going to get two wide receivers in this draft, at least. you want to feel like your GM is going into this spot and he is going to get somebody that is going to be an impactful player, at least one impactful player in his rookie year, another maybe you get a project. But did Howie, did he overplay this because he was almost pressing? We talk about it all the time with athletes. Oh, that guy's pressing. Oh, that guy, you know, he's trying too hard, whatever it might be. Howie has had no luck when it's come to drafting wide receivers. Did he see Alshon and go, well, I know this guy. I know what he can bring me on the field every single week. So I'll make sure I have that locked up. That'll be my one guy that I know I can rely on. Maybe you get something in DeSean Jackson and he can be healthy. That wasn't the case last year. Turns out Alshon was injury riddled last year as well. It wasn't just the Liz Frank. It was also the hamstring injury that you looked at in Atlanta in week two. There's a lot of things that you can look at with Alshon Jeffrey. But when it comes to Howie Roseman, was he almost pressing, saying, all right, you know what, this is still my knight in shining armor, for lack of a better term, when it comes to having a wide receiver on the football field, or was he just pressing? Because that's kind of what it looks like right now. When you don't use the cap space, you guarantee the money, and then a month later you're like, nah, you know, maybe that was a terrible mistake. So it doesn't make you feel good.
It very well could be that he was pressing. I mean, you're right. It was 11 games in. They were in a magical season. Everything looked good. Your quarterback was on his way to an MVP type of year. And Howie says, oh, you know what? We're only 11 games in on a one-year deal. Yeah, let me give you $52 million contract. Let me give you $27 million guaranteed. And at the time, you know, in all honesty, and I say this a lot, you know, because this is, I think, the way you should judge GMs. At the time, did we have a problem with it? Did anybody nationally really have a problem with it? I don't think so.
No, look at Howie being aggressive. He's getting his guy. He's inking him up. That's great.
He's surrounding Carson with the you know, weapons that he needs. I mean, again, at the time, I thought it was a great deal. We all did. You know, he was such a highly touted free agent, was Alshon Jeffrey, that when they got him, oh, another coup by Howie, way to go. So it's hard to fault him on it. I guess the goodness is that he saw fault in it almost immediately, but couldn't do anything about it.
A month!
Yeah.
Great reporting by Jeff McClellan. Great piece. And let's just start this out with our Twitter question. We have Sam Wilson. This is our official Twitter poll. I want to get this going here. Because I feel like at the end of the season, everyone thought Alshon Jeffrey had played his last game. So now you look at having to trade a high-money, 30-year-old, injury-ridden wide receiver, and now people are, I think, starting to realize this guy is most likely, if the smart money says late September he would be healthy by. Smart money says the Eagles definitely have to trade him at some point, but I don't think it's going to be before the season. I don't think it's going to be on draft day. We're going to talk to Adam Schefter about it tomorrow. But Alshon Jeffrey, right now, do you believe he has played his last game as an Eagle? I, at the end of the season, was hell yeah. I wasn't just yes, Bob. I was hell yes. And now I have to say he's got at least maybe five more games as an Eagle before they trade him.
Just to prove that you're healthy type of deal for him. Is that what you're looking at, Mark?
That's exactly what I'm looking at. So let's ask the good people of Philadelphia whether or not they feel. Sam, let's make it official. Let's ask the people, do they feel Alshon Jeffrey has played his last game as an Eagle, yes or no? I'm going to say right now, I'm going to say 70% to 70 to 75% say no, he has not played his last game as an Eagle. Bob Cooney, do you feel Alshon Jeffrey has played his last game as an Eagle?
I got to say no.
Look at this. Jamie Lynch.
No. I want to say yes, but I can't.
That was a very versatile no.
Yeah,
like they could have went a lot of ways. It was like no, like they were throwing you off a cliff in an action movie, and then there was like a no, like you're unsure. There's a lot.
I'm very badly burned down here. Can someone help me?
Sam, do you think he'll be back next year?
No, I agreed with Bob right off the bat. I think that it's going to be hard to get rid of him before the season. So, if anything, they'll get rid of him a couple games in.
All right. Well, so, we're going to talk about Alshon Jeffrey all morning. And I know he has frustrated a lot of Eagles fans for a long period of time. So, we'll talk about that. Something else we're going to get into today. I hate myself for going against something that I want to happen. I want sports, okay? like all of you, I really want sports. but I'm not going to acknowledge reports or champion reports that are like, oh, baseball's coming back, or the NBA's coming back, or the NFL says, screw you, coronavirus, the draft is going on, whatever it might be. And we talked about this with the North Dakota having hockey come back in one particular site yesterday, and then later yesterday, a story comes out that Major League Baseball wants to essentially invade Arizona and start the games there in the middle of May. And all this is under the guidelines of health administrators and all that. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of anyone in Arizona or in North Dakota. Right at the end of this pandemic, do you want an influx of like 1,000 more people or like 2,000 more people or, I don't know, an entire league of sports coming into your town? Because I'm right now trying to avoid people. I really haven't really, like many of you, I haven't really left my house recently. Does anyone else think this is a bad idea? And this is, I'm saying this knowing that I have listened to the health people and the doctors and all the medical advisors, and I have the press conferences galore and Dr. Fauci and all that. I just kind of plead ignorance and go, well, these guys know what they're talking about, so let me just follow suit here and wear a mask if I have to go out. And Jamie, I know you did that yesterday. But does anyone, it just seems weird to me that when this thing starts to wind down and you feel like you're in the clear, it just seems irresponsible. I would feel really uncomfortable if all of a sudden this thing started to wind down, you started to feel a little bit better, and then out of nowhere you get an influx of the NBA or the NHL or the MLB into your town when people are the ones carrying this. And I know that everyone's going to be tested and all that stuff, but it just seems odd to me. And the health advisors that I've been listening to have signed off on this with Major League Baseball. So bottom line is, I'll surrender to them. But just trying to sell it to me, it's a hard sell.
Mark, don't hate yourself for being right, because you are exactly, I'm serious, because you are exactly right. This is not the time, it's not the place. You know, we have a Surgeon General that comes out on Sunday and says, look, this might be the worst week of our lives, talking about, you know, what the ramifications could be nationwide, and baseball decides to come out and say, yeah, but come the end of May, we might be able to do something here. And I'm not like that guy that isn't looking. We're all looking for a little bit of normalcy, and I want it too, as much as anybody. But it's just not the time, and you're exactly right. Oh, by the way, Arizona, don't worry. We're just going to bring in, and you probably put it conservatively, 1,000 people. Yeah. I mean, that's probably conservative. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to bring in all these baseball players and older coaches and older umpires and a bunch of people that, you know, yeah, we say they're okay, but we don't know anything about this yet. We just don't. We don't know if somebody can get it. You know, you can sterilize all you want, but unless you're in a place that you know you haven't caught it from, you don't know what's going to happen. So the fact that baseball came out and then even kind of proposed this or made this a topic of conversation, I think is way, way, way too soon.
That's a clown question, bro.
I wholeheartedly agree. And yeah, I want it to happen. I want it to start as soon as possible, but sure. I also want to, as I have been saying for what feels like a month now, almost a month, the NBA shut down March 11th. And you think about it, I don't want them to come back until we're ready as a society. And when sports comes back, that makes you think, all right, well, you know what? That means we can get people in a stadium, hopefully. Or that at least means you can get the players on the field. But I've also been saying throughout this entire time, it's not just about the fans. It's also about the players. They're the ones that are going to have to play. If they can get on the field, great. If I can watch them on TV, wonderful. But if I have to surrender the opportunity to buy a ticket to go to a game, I'll happily do that if it means I get to watch sports, as long as I know the players I'm watching are also safe. So we'll talk about that throughout the show today. Ben Simmons, oh, real quick on that as well. Adam Silver, I give a lot of credit to, because I think Adam Silver is quick to react, but I don't feel like he's ever erratic. I know some people might criticize him here in Philadelphia for pushing Sam Hinkie out, and that's probably the case. However, when it comes to dealing with real issues or things that really affect how the NBA is perceived and the safety of his players and the integrity of his players, whether it's Donald Sterling with the Clippers?
Yep.
He reacted to that in an efficient time. I'll say that. That's the perfect word to use for him. And then after a lot more conversation starts up yesterday about these leagues getting going again, Adam Silver, I give him so much credit, because it really takes some cojones to look into a camera, do a television interview, and say, "I don't know."
Yeah.
When's the NBA coming back? I don't know. Because that's the honest answer. Nobody knows. You can talk about hope all you want. Guess what? We're all hopeful. Whether you have a medical degree or you're just a guy that just loves sports, you're hopeful it returns. You're hopeful it's back in May. You're hopeful it's back by the middle of May, whatever it might be. But bottom line is we don't know. We are in a state of unfortunate ignorance right now because nobody can really look at this virus and go, it ends there. Like, so everything else just seems to be extremely ill-advised. But Adam Silver actually coming out and saying, yeah, we're all hopeful, but everybody's hopeful. I don't know. And I give him a lot of credit for actually stating that for a lot of the people that can't get it through their heads yet that we're in an uncontrollable situation. We can do what we can to attempt to control it, staying in, wearing masks, washing hands, all that stuff, social distance, but we still don't know. That's the unfortunate thing about all this, and I give a lot of credit to Adam Silver for actually saying, yeah, your guess is as good as mine, kind of.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a commoner, and all you have to do is look at the press conferences that we watch every day, the national press conference. They don't know. They don't know. The fact that there's so much questioning among the people that are on the dais every day just speaking about it, let alone now you're going outside of that world, outside of the safety of the nation, and saying, oh, yeah, sporting events. We're thinking probably about May. Really? We're still talking whether we should be wearing masks out in public or not. And they're talking about starting up a league. It was just way, 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 you know, too early to do it. And quite frankly, upon baseball, too immature to even bring it up.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other things here that are cause for a little bit of at least optimism. And it started with the NFL chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, last week, who spoke to Judy Baptiste of NFL.com, and he set the bar. So anytime you set the bar, there's a precedent. And you go, oh, okay, well, at least I know what I have to do now. He said mass testing. There has to be widespread testing in order for anybody to open up a stadium and say, hey, come on in, 70,000 people. So there's at least a bar. Then yesterday, Baxter Holmes of ESPN, senior writer for ESPN, says that the NBA and Players Association are at least collaborating in assessing the viability of multiple blood testing devices for coronavirus. So before the NBA even talks about returning, they're talking about the virus and talking about testing the virus. They said that this new testing system is like they compared it to diabetes, a diabetes-like test. And it comes from Abbott Laboratories out of Illinois, and they can get the results back in 5 to 13 minutes. So this is something that they're hoping they can pull off with people in their league, obviously, people around their league, where they can actually go out there, test mass testing, and then decide whether or not they can actually get back to some play. So you want to talk about mass testing for the NFL, well, the NBA is stepping up and actually doing that. So it's a step in the right direction. It is definitely something that is the next step, the next layer to the story, advancing the story a little bit, where the NFL is looking for that advanced testing. The NBA is doing the same type of thing. We'll talk about that. Also, some good news in the world of golf. They're also hopeful. I was surprised. But you talk about, you know, people saying you're coming back. Now, this is flat out saying when you're coming back.
Yeah.
This isn't, oh, yeah, we hope in middle of May. No, these are dates. The Masters apparently is going to be November 12th through the 15th. Hey, I hope so, okay? Ryder Cup, 25th of September to the 27th. I hope so. U.S. Open, September 17th to the 20th. I hope so. Official PGA Championship, August 6th through the 9th. I hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. Once sports comes back, and like you said, Mark, on those dates, I hope so, I hope so. Imagine what September might be like if everything's free and clear and we're doing well as a country come June, July, August, whenever it may be, and everything starts up. But look at that September. You're talking, I think, a Ryder Cup, what, a week after the PGA Championship?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking a Masters in November. You're talking ramping up baseball, ramping up hockey, ramping up basketball. Like, it's going to be wild, and that's all the more reason, at least in my mind, Mark and Jamie, this is what I do. When I get to that point of, oh, God, I can't stand this anymore, I do. I think of September. I think of October, and we are just going to be inundated with sports, and it's going to be crazy and crazy good.
Other than that, San Antonio Gentlemen's Clubs apparently are offering drive-through services. Did I see this right, Jamie?
Yeah, curbside service. come out and they'll shake it right in your driver window.
Oh, God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, that's just... Do they wear
does
masks?
It have the full effect? Yeah, if they're wearing a mask and gloves, does it have the full effect?
People I mean, that some are guys really, might be into that, Bob.
Yeah, people, anyone that has a surgeon fetish is really going to be, oh, man, it's really hot time for that. So we're going to get into all that and more. Adam Lefko is going to join the show at 9 o'clock today. Adam Lefko, I will refer to him currently as the content king because he's given us a lot of content, talking with Shaquille O'Neal, talking with Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade tells a story of when he met Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Iverson was his favorite player. Dwayne Wade tells the story of meeting Allen Iverson, and it's probably the best place to meet Allen Iverson when you think about it. We'll talk about where that happened. Adam Lefko will join us at 9 o'clock. Philadelphia's own Adam Lefko, born in Philly, I believe, raised in Holland, Pennsylvania, not too far from where I grew up in Doylestown. We got a lot to get to with him, especially with Shaquille O'Neal and the conversation they had the other day where Shaq said he mailed it in against the Sixers in 2001, so that's cool. Travis Kelce prank that he pulled on Jason Kelce, who got snubbed, by the way, by the all-decade team in the NFL. We'll get to that on the show. If you remember, Travis Kelce and Adam Lefko pulled a prank on Jason Kelce at a charity event with a jersey that was supposedly signed by a bunch of famous people. We'll get to that a little bit later. And Brian Dawkins won that bracket that we talked about last week. We'll get to that. Seamus Clancy of Bleeding Green Nation did a great job putting that bracket together. Brian Dawkins won, and Brian Dawkins responded to Seamus. It's a great story. We'll get to that later in the program. But right now, do you think Alshon Jeffrey has played his last game in Eagle? We'll discuss it even further coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Draft goes virtual. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Upwork. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork has the world's largest network of independent professionals like designers, developers, data scientists, you name it. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is how. After talks of different ways the NFL could still move forward with their 2020 draft in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, Adam Schefter announced yesterday that the NFL will officially hold their draft virtually. As of right now, the plan is to have general managers and head coaches on the phone making decisions together from their own homes. The 2020 NFL draft will begin on April 23rd. Carson Wentz's Audience of One Foundation has started a new initiative called Love from the Crumbs. The Eagles QB will use $100,000 to hand out groceries, provide meals, and distribute supplies during the coronavirus pandemic. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Download the Fanatic app now.
You'll need it for your chance to win $500 in the Fanatic 500 Fast Cash Contest.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your family and pets? Well, choose My Guys, or Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn uses safer, organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for me, my family, and pets to enjoy. For more than 30 years, Natural Lawn has been growing greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive, organic-based lawn care programs. Trust me, I've been using them for years. This is not a cookie-cutter lawn care service. Natural Lawn certified technicians customize their treatments to your lawn specific need. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver you a lush green lawn. And right now, they have a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and receive free seeding every year. Again, that's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Here's the number, 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Pox Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino, wants you to know they are looking forward to bringing you fun, safe gambling and entertainment experiences at Pox Casino and Sportsbook very soon. Please stay safe and know Pox Casino and Sportsbook is thinking about you. Must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Parks Casino and Sportsbook wants you to know they are taking this time to have their facility ready for your return. Parks Casino and Sportsbook is all about offering you gaming and entertainment in a safe, comfortable environment. Please monitor Parks Casino on Facebook and Twitter for updates. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At WSFS Bank, we know that while they may be called small business loans, to you, there's nothing bigger. That's why we've created a dedicated team of WSFS small business lenders, experienced bankers who understand what small business owners want. Simple applications, quick answers, and decisions made right here. You create opportunities for your business? We help you make the most of them. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for service. To learn more, visit WSFSBank.com. Member FDIC, NMLS ID number 417673, equal housing lender.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At CDW, we get that businesses will try anything to increase productivity.
We try to increase productivity by putting energy drink in our water cooler.
Slow down, Fred. A better idea is to have CDW deploy new devices powered by 8th generation Intel Core V Pro processors.
I get it. Why can't you talk faster?
For productivity solutions, you need Intel and IT orchestration by CDW. Find out more at cdw.com/begreatmaketheshift.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside. Your choice. As well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Sports Talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by United Rentals Power and HVAC. For all your power generation and HVAC rentals in the tri-state area, visit UnitedRentals.com. If you think there's a spicy meatball with Alshon Jeffrey, there's a story that actually came out last week. And it's not a report per se, but it is a leading NFL reporter on the national stage, CBSSports.com, Jason LaCanfora, that said, the Eagles are one of the best landing spots for Cam Newton. What do you think the odds are better of? The Eagles take a linebacker in the first round of the draft, or the Eagles go and get Cam Newton? Because they're kind of in the same realm of against the philosophical beliefs of the Eagles. Because I would love to see a linebacker on the scene that's pretty damn good, but I think they need more so a wide receiver, and I think most people are on the same page with that. But when you look at this from the bird's eye view, no pun intended, they're never going to get a guy that people feel as if can be a replacement for Carson Wentz. I think that ship has sailed. I think this is Carson's team now. I think Nate Sudfeld will go to, and when I say that, I mean they're not going to bring in that veteran like a Josh McCown to back him up again. He might be actually the only person that would bring him to come back to back him up. But I think right now they're going to go into the season with Nate Sudfeld as their backup, and I think they're going to draft a quarterback not named Clayton Thorson in this draft. That's how I think they approach it. But the story's out there. It's being talked about the possibility of the Eagles landing Cam Newton to back up Carson Wentz.
That's ridiculous. Lock and Ford just throws crap at the wall sometimes.
Hey, look, again, it's, I want to be, because I know a lot of people take this and they go, oh, he's reporting that the Eagles are interested. Not at all.
He's throwing crap at the wall.
He's
basically flinging his monkey doo-doo around.
Eating lice out of another monkey, and now he is reporting this story.
I mean, come on. If you use a semblance of intelligence to think about that, this is one of the least likely landing spots for Cam Newton.
Why? They need a backup.
No.
Where else
does
he
make them
go?
Better?
Yeah,
of course he makes them better.
Yeah. But he makes the world harder on Carson.
I mean, they're clearly trying to get the locker room to be Carson Wentz's domain. They're going to bring in a former MVP, former Super Bowl, you know, not champion, quarterback to come in and be his backup. And like, get the hell out of here. So that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I hear you on that. Hear you on that. And I agree. I hear you on that. But, like, what are we doing here? Like, are the Eagles not making this team better in cases of, I don't know, DeAndre Hopkins, in cases of, okay, a better backup than Nate Sudfeld? Because why? Because you're worried about the head of Carson Wentz? I'm not arguing with you, James. I hear you. But really?
But what great quarterbacks ever had that caliber backup? Nobody.
Brett Favre, Joe Montana, whatever. I mean, but it doesn't happen yet. But if it makes your team so much better, and if you have a quarterback who's shown that he really has trouble completing seasons, and the one season that you did have a really good backup quarterback, you won the Super Bowl. What's to stop you from getting maybe the best backup quarterback in the league?
Because you could ruin Wentz.
All right, well, I'll answer the
mentally.
Question, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, I'll answer your question.
Oh, my God. But, well, then how mentally fragile does this organization think he is?
Coddling is what we're doing.
Yeah. Mark. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
You bring up Aaron Rodgers and Steve Young. They were drafted. Those are totally different. This is choosing to bring that into your locker room. That's just ridiculous.
All right, Nick Foles or Cam Newton, 610-630. If you could fish a wish between the two,
I'm stunned he doesn't have a starting job. Like, I'm really stunned with the amount of bad quarterback play in this league that he doesn't have a starting job. But, like, come on.
Well, I think he's really been hurt by this whole coronavirus thing. I mean, teams can't get a medical person on him to look at him and see, you know, what he looks like. And this, I think it's really, really hurting him as far as latching onto another team. But this is an interesting topic, and I was thinking about this last night. You know, if you just throw out there, you can have the best backup quarterback in the league. And we kind of had this discussion with Nick Foles earlier, but you know, why? Because you're playing into the psyche of Carson Wentz? Like, is he that mentally fragile that you say you can't have a backup, maybe who would be the best in the league, sitting on your bench, which would be phenomenal for your team? I mean, let's dive a little deeper. It's easier to say on the surface, oh, that would be horrible for Carson Wentz. You don't need fans calling for him. Really? Well, I don't care. If you're playing well, nobody's going to be calling for him. If you're playing up to your potential, nobody's going to bring up Cam Newton's name.
And
the only time it'll come up is when you get hurt.
One errant pass to somebody's ankles and all the hoagie mouths are going, give me Cam! Cam!
Carson can't handle that?
It's why would you want to put him through that? You're like,
because it makes the team better.
Yeah, I'm really getting on this side, and I don't want to because I do really like Carson Wentz, but I'm really getting on this side of, oh my gosh, guys, he's not in a cradle. It's okay. He's a big boy. If people boo him, it's okay. Like, come here and play the way you're able to play, which he's done, and you don't even have to worry about that. The only insurance that it is if you get hurt, which you have also done. I really don't see the downside of it.
yeah, I this is where I was last week when we were talking about guys like Taylor Hopkins. We were talking about the story from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN that said they don't want to bring in wide receivers that might not mesh well with Carson Wentz, veterans that are established in their own ways because they're going to have their own opinion. They want to draft younger guys that can be molded by Carson Wentz. If they're passing up on talent for the ego of Carson Wentz, that is the definition of coddling. And I said it all throughout last year. Nelson Agholor is the most coddled athlete in the history of Philadelphia. Is Carson Wentz fastly approaching that?
I don't even think it seems like it. I don't think it's a coddled thing. I think it's just putting your best product in its best situation to perform well.
All right, who do you feel better about, Cam Newton or Nate Sudfeld?
I mean, obviously Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's the overall point. And again, this
but
is
then what if the
point.
Locker room starts, guys? This is part of what happened with Nick Foles. This was part of the whole problem. It's not even about Carson's psyche. It's the locker room starts picking sides, and then you saw it with Donovan and T.O. You try to avoid these things because guys out in camp are going, "Oh, look at the whip Cam's got on his balls. Oh, he's putting the ball where I'd like it, where I can still catch it and run. Where Carson's throwing it on my back hip." And then you start to get guys divided within the locker room. I just think it's the worst possible scenario, even if on paper he gives you more talent and quote-unquote makes you better. Still not worth it to me.
It happened, and look, and Kevin Cobb is in no way, shape, or form.
Kevin Kolb?
Even at the time, it wasn't anywhere near Carson Wentz, but he was still the starting quarterback, a young starting quarterback of the Eagles in 2010. Michael Vick was on the roster. Cobb goes out. Vick comes in. Next thing you know, Andy Reid makes the change because everyone in the locker room wanted Michael Vick. Like, the Packers in that game were like pissed off. And who was it? Was it Clay Matthews that hit Cobb? And they were like, dude, what are you doing? Now Vick's going to come in the game. Thanks. And that conversation was had. If you can make your team better, go make your team better. I don't want to have to consider.
At what cost, though?
But why should it be any cost?
That's my question. It's happened with Donovan and T.O. It's happened with Cobb and Vick. It's happened with Foles and Wentz.
All right, two of the three examples you just gave, two of those teams went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I hear you. I know. I'm not denying it makes your team better, but it makes Carson Wentz look over his shoulder. It makes a locker room possibly divide.
Then become a bigger man.
In practice, Deshaun starts going,
what if Carson Wentz is so good nobody even thinks that Cam Newton should be the starter?
But you've been around locker rooms, Bob. You've seen how easily players sway back and forth between the flavor of the month. It's just not a healthy situation to put them in. It's not even about it.
Do you see the conversation that this promotes? This is the conversation it promotes. Like, it just makes you question everything about the mental strength, the leadership, the fortitude, whatever it might be with Carson Wentz. And that's unfortunate.
I don't think it does, though.
I don't want to doubt.
I think it's about the rest of the... It's the other 51 guys in that locker room.
Saying how they react will be how it affects Carson.
Yeah, the counter.
Well, yeah,
is
because they're giant man-childs that play a professional sport for a living. They're emotional, weird creatures, and that locker room is sacred. I'm not trying to make too much of it, but if you don't have a functioning locker room, you're not going to have a winning product on the field. You're just not. And Cam Newton is the type of guy, he's got flair, he's got swag, he's got a resume. If he comes in, there's no doubt in my mind guys in that locker room would start to look at Cam that probably might not like Carson on its surface level, but like him as a quarterback and start going, oh, Cam's here.
Man, this is just a guy. This is just a mention of a story. We're going to talk more Alshon, but
see what happens?
Yeah.
You doubt Carson Wentz for a second. And it's not even a report. I think it's the worst
idea possible. I think it's horrible.
You're like, Jason Lockenfor should be fired.
Yeah.
No one should ever talk to him again.
Tar and feather him.
I don't agree with him when he says this would be the ultimate landing spot, or however he labeled it.
How about a team without a quarterback?
I don't know, dude.
I'm still on the thing of give me the... It's like the Sixers with Fit. Really, stop it. You got the best players available. Make them work. Well, same thing. Like, if you can get the best backup quarterback in the league, I'm sorry. I go get it. I don't care about the psyche of my starting quarterback.
So, anyway, the lead story of the day is that Howie Roseman guaranteed the contract of Alshon Jeffrey that a month later.
Imagine if Alshon was here and Cam walked in. Oh, could you imagine that?
I want to be invited to that dumpster fire.
Oh.
That's what I would really enjoy. 610-632-0977. We got Jeff in Camden. We'll get to him in a second. Open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll also give you our quarantine question. We were talking about that yesterday with what slam dunk contest or what horse contest would you want to see those two players or two players matched up against. We'll have a fun little quarantine question. It is food-based. We'll get to that in a second here on 97.5 The Fanatic. But you know what? Do you want a greener, weed-free lawn? One that is safer for your family and your pets? Well, you got to choose Natural Lawn of America. That's what I do. Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company of choice. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and your pets to enjoy. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass, fewer weeds, using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all type of service. Customized treatments for your lawn's specific need. Wet, dry, sunny, or shady, whether you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver the lush green lawn that you've always wanted. And right now, they have a special deal for our Fanatic listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today and receive free seeding every year. That's a free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today and tell Mark Farzetta sent you. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Baseball possibilities spark. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Major League Baseball is focused on a plan that could allow players to get back to the field as early as May. The plan is to have all 30 teams joining in the greater Phoenix area where they could play at Chase Field and 10 other spring training facilities. Players, coaches, and other team staff will be held in self-isolation at local hotels, but not on the field. The MLB's plan will have to wait until there is a surplus of COVID-19 tests available to the public. According to Passan, the more realistic opening day would be the beginning of June. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. During this global pandemic, many of us are fortunate enough to stay at home and out of harm's way. However, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community a safer place day in and day out. They are doctors, nurses, educators, custodians, and more. They are our health heroes. Is there a health hero in your life that you'd like us to recognize? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. Check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Every health hero we highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. We are all in this together. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The modern take on nicotine has arrived. Say hello to Velo hassle-free nicotine pouches. It's a game changer made for game changers. Whether you're grinding in the boardroom or from your basement, producing a podcast or prepping a photo shoot, writing code or commanding a crowd, whatever your hustle is, Velo's ready. Visit Velo.com now to find your retailer. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Underage sale prohibited.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know, to keep business moving, Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Tools to manage your business from any device, anywhere. And a team of experts here for you 24/7. Because when every connection counts, you can count on us. Learn more at comcastbusiness.com/response.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. 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 There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
Oh, my God. Jamie, the Eagles just made a trade. They just acquired Tom Brady to back up Carson Wentz. I feel like this is a good move. I feel like this is the right thing. Veteran leadership.
It's a move for the future.
Yeah, you know what? You got to build around the guy, basically. I got to say, one of my favorite lines all time in sports, and it's a stock line, but it's great. Drew Bledsoe, I think whenever he gets asked about Tom Brady, he always says, well, you know, for a backup, he's had a pretty good career. So, it's like one of my favorite ones. Let's get to Jeff and Camden real quick, and then we're going to have a grocery store report from our friend Jamie Lynch. Jeff, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Mark? So perhaps the Sixers can also acquire Anthony Davis to back up Joel Embiid.
There you go. See that? That's a great idea. They already did it with Al Horford. Why not Anthony Davis?
Yeah, right. Your question about Alshon Jeffrey, I mean, there's no indication that he won't be on the team. That'll be more deception than we're used to from the Eagles organization by telling us that he is getting along and there's no problem with those two. Mm-hmm. Every indication is that he's going to be on the field. That's every indication.
As of right now, except the Eagles have a desire and a will to trade him. That's it. That's the only reason why he might not be back. And I know that might sound obvious to a lot of people, but when everything's stacked up against trading him and the only thing there is a willingness to do so, then it might just come down to what they're willing to eat against Alshon Jeffrey.
Well, where's the report of that expression of that willingness to trade him? Where's the report that they're shopping him around? I haven't heard it.
It's literally just came out yesterday with Jeff McClain saying that a month after signing him to a guaranteed deal for guaranteeing the last year of his contract, a month later, Howie Roseman was trying to trade him.
Oh, well, really?
Okay. Yes. I'll tell you this much, Jeff. I'll tell you this. That's not a just throwing out the idea of best landing spots for Cam Newton. No, this is an actual report citing a source from Jeff McClain of Inquirer.com that Howie Roseman guaranteed the final year of Alshon Jeffrey's deal, essentially putting the Eagles in a guaranteed spot of $26 million. A month later, they said, you know what? Let's try to trade this guy.
Yeah. And you know what, Mark? Just real quick, man, you're doing a public service, keeping on warning people about you know, the dangers of the COVID and the misinformation going out, because you're going to get some jagwagon calling you and telling you that the flu has killed more people, malaria has killed more people, but you have to explain more to stupid people than you do normal people. Okay, there's not enough information on this, and this is doing weird things to the lungs that people don't, that the doctors and the experts don't know how to combat. There's no real medicine to treat this, stupid people. Since you keep throwing these numbers out about what's doing more, we don't have enough for those other things. We know how to treat those other things. We don't know how to treat that. I hope that's enough of an explanation that some jackwagon doesn't call with these stupid numbers.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that, man. Very nice of you.
Jackwagon. That's our new word today.
It's a good word.
Jeff.
Yeah, I like it.
It is. It's pretty good because there's a humorous hue to it, I guess. I don't know. It's just like, would you actually get mad if somebody called you a jackwagon?
I would stop. I would pause for a second and have to think about it, and then I'd get upset. Yeah.
I would go, is that person serious? Like, I don't know if I'm not offended by that. Not even a little bit. You know what? Maybe it makes me a jerk, but, you know, I said something that was rather crude during the family happy hour Sunday night. I told you guys about
this. The in-laws.
Right. I was.
How crude are we talking?
Involving our nanny taking care of my wife as much as she takes care of our baby.
Okay.
So essentially changing a diaper. All right. And I said something along those lines, and there was one person who's the brother-in-law. There's one person who's the brother-in-law that was, like, really offended. Like, I saw he looked at his wife, my wife's cousin, and he looked at her, looked back at the screen, looked back at her, and was just, like, gestured, like, after I said it, like, this guy? Like, who's, like, what's this? I don't know this guy really well. And I could tell he was offended. And for whatever reason, that gave me joy. I don't know why it gave me joy, but how much of a jerk does that make me?
No,
that's my question.
Can you tell us what this crude comment was?
Changing a diaper. Basically the nanny changes the baby's diaper,
right?
then my wife's.
Oh,
I might have said,
okay.
You know, clean up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I will say this, everyone was laughing except one guy. And I think that's why it gave me joy to know that one guy that was offended was in the minority.
You took more joy out of the guy not laughing at you than you did the others laughing with you.
Yes, and it wasn't just that he didn't find it funny, it was that he was offended.
Oh, yeah, he was disgusted with you.
Jamie, am I wrong?
Every party's got a pooper, right?
That's why we invited him.
A real jackwagon.
Jamie, you went to the store yesterday.
I think I made my largest ever grocery store purchase.
Bob, dude, did I steer you wrong?
With what?
Well, you told me where you were going.
Yeah, I went over to Wegmans in Cherry Hill.
Okay,
and
so
they were phenomenal.
Okay, good. Because we've been going over to Wegmans, and the one place that we do, you know, I can't even say frequent, but when we do need stuff, it's Wegmans in Cherry Hill. There has not been a line there. It's been perfect. It's very clean. They do a great job of social distancing. Jamie told me he was going yesterday. I went there yesterday afternoon, and there was a line about a mile long.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and tell your story.
Jamie took a selfie yesterday and went shopping.
Well, first of all, I was wearing the bandana mask. Life with glasses and a mask sucks.
That's foggy.
It gets you really hot because it's just gross warm air you're breathing in.
Sweaty.
Yeah, so it fogs up your glasses. So that sucked. But Wegmans did a great job. They basically are only allowing a certain amount of people in the store at a time. They have a diverted waiting line off to the side that they have a state trooper at. They have employees handing out cart wipes. Inside the door, they have Purell before you enter the store, Purell when you're leaving the store, and basically they have stickers all over the ground that says, you know, keep at least a cart length apart. So they're trying their best to keep everyone socially distanced, and they did a really nice job. And once you're in the store, because they control it, it's not bad. Like, you can, I didn't know Wegmans well, so I was doing the supermarket weaves, you
right.
know, because
mm-hmm.
I had always missed something. But when I was done, I walked right up to the register, no line at all. They did a really nice job. So it was surreal yesterday, grocery shopping, everybody in masks and gloves. And
yeah.
it was very bizarre. But hopefully that's my last shot for about 2.5-3 weeks.
And why are you so hoping that this is your last shop for quite some time?
Well, because these 2 weeks were supposed to be the worst.
No, I understand that. You mentioned this is maybe the most massive shopping experience you've ever had.
I spent like $450, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was something.
God, and there's only three of you, and like only 2.5 eaters, really. Wow.
No, Skylar will eat adult-sized portions of breakfast. Don't let her fool you. With her small size, yeah.
Okay.
She'll eat 2 eggs and an avocado.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
A hipster breakfast.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I have 4 kids, and that's a big order for us.
Yeah, I mean, freezer's stocked. Fridge, I couldn't fit another thing in if I tried.
Good.
The booze supply is all stocked up, and we're ready.
Did you go to the liquor store right there also?
You know I did.
Attaboy.
Yeah. So, it was Wegmans did a great job with it, but it was definitely a surreal experience, that's for sure.
Jamie, I heard you say that you don't really know Wegmans all that well. Why don't you come to me? Original member of the Cookie Club in Rochester, New York.
Oh.
Yeah, did you get a cookie?
That's actually one of my regrets. I got some Mint Milanos, which were nice. But yeah,
you got to go up in the bakery area and the little cookie display, and you got to get your cookie card. Although I think you're over the age of 11, so I don't think you can get one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.